This is Twit.
I've been looking forward to this all day because I set something up here. I've got a
you
special.
You brought it.
Yeah, I've got a special thing. I literally worked for like a couple hours this morning on this, and the deeper I got in it, the more I was like, "Oh man, this is going to be so much fun." I'm going to lead a game show with you guys. I promise it's not going to be awkward. It is called Hot or Not Hardware Edition.
Whoa, you really cranked up the heat.
This is very on with the times.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
So the fact that there's a bumper for this, are we going to do this more than just today?
I don't know. I didn't know that there was going to be a bumper.
It is the 400th episode. Come on. We have to put out some of the stops.
No, it's great. Yeah, no. It's much better than the Goat Shack one.
Victor, you made it happen.
Did anyone else get triggered? Like their dad would be yelling at them if they touched the thermostat?
Good work, Victor.
Good work,
that
Victor.
That was awesome. All right, so this is Hot or Not Hardware Edition, and this is basically how it's going to work. I'm going to read each of you. We'll kind of go in order. Everybody gets a new question or a new piece of hardware. I'm going to start with one of you and read a short blurb about a particular device. All right? Can you guess it? I'm sure you probably will.
Is it a blurb one of us said, or is this the blurb about the device?
No, it's just about the device.
Okay, all right. I thought you were going to throw our comments back in our face.
If you can't, or even if you do, we'll show a picture of it, because it's always fun to look at a picture of things. And then you can guess if you hadn't guessed it. I'm pretty sure you'll guess it at that point. And then at the end of that, I'm going to ask you, is it hot or not? And you, the person that I am asking, you have to tell us what you think. Is that device hot or is it not? And why do you say that?
Yeah, all right, I love it. All right. Good job, Jason.
So, Victor, you have the secret doc, right? All right, with the links in. All right, so I'm just going to start at the very top. Here is the first device, and we're going to start with you, Chad, because you're over there.
Okay.
All right.
No pressure.
Released, yes, and I know some of these are going to be super easy, but whatever. Released in November 2009, this device is credited as mainstreaming the term droid. Geeks knew of it as Shoals. It was free of Moto Blur, thankfully.
Do I need to guess the device or say if it's hot or not?
No. So first of all, you're going to guess the device. What device is it?
This is the original droid, the flip out with the keyboard.
Yeah,
the Batman color
droid scheme.
I owned this phone for 2 years. This is my first smartphone ever.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I happened to.
Oh.
You still have it?
There's a bag of physical props here, people.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
Look at it. That click that thing makes is the most satisfying keyboard slide click.
Right now, we might not have it because I think we're out of inputs.
So. There it is.
Wow.
Hold that up to the mic and just slide and click that thing all around because God, it's so good.
Good click.
Oh, yeah. The ASMR right now is off the charts.
That's some good. Man, I forgot how good a physical keyboard is.
So, bonus factoid, the droid in the U.S. had an unlockable bootloader. The Milestone, its international counterpart, had a locked bootloader, but that was no match for rooters anyways. They defeated it. So, Chad, I ask you, Motorola droid, the original, is it hot or not and why?
That thing is so hot. I remember blowing Brian Brushwood's mind when I showed him the PPI of that screen. And still to this day, it is hot. One of the highest resolution screens. Like, I mean, now we blow it away with Retina and whatnot. Yeah. But still, super crisp screen, headphone jack. This also introduced the first of the GPS apps, the navigation apps.
Oh, like
and that was mind-blowing. Yeah. I forget which version of Android that was. And you could rotate it landscape to do like a legit TomTom style GPS. This thing is hot today, and it was hot back then. This thing is so hot.
Yeah,
so good.
It continues to be hot. It's hot in Ron's hands right now.
I don't want to get everybody excited, but it has a 5-megapixel camera on the back.
That's a big deal. Your hand, VGA.
I feel like Jason with the
every phone. That's me with like the Note.
I held it up to my OnePlus, and it's like it's so small. Look at that. It's crazy.
All right, we're good. We've got a lot of phones here, so we're going to move along. Brian, I did not think about who would get what Okay. This might be a little bit of a challenge for you.
All right.
Codenamed Multi, this 2017 or 2017 dual screen phone folds two 5.2-inch 1080p LCD panels outward. Still has a 3.5-millimeter headphone jack, even when everyone else is abandoning them, and lights up a single screen, which, when it's folded into phone mode. It's a little bit of a challenging one, I realize.
Yeah, I haven't been following as closely to, like, the outside Android
I'm a co-host, and I don't know the answer to this.
I know this one.
I knew that you would, Flo. I knew that you would.
It's got to be something weird, so think about that.
Flo written all over it.
There's only one phone that I can remember you having that was dual screen. It was a Sony.
Okay.
That was a while ago.
Not this one. Yeah. You could buy these in AT&T stores, really, for $725. That doesn't help. Okay. The next step is to show you the device.
Okay.
Which is it, does this help?
What on earth?
What?
Does this help?
Oh man.
That
not
looks very Sony.
Yeah.
Do you have one of these in your bag?
I don't have one of these in my bag.
Right. You want to call a friend?
Do you want to call a friend in Romania?
Lifeline, and I'll go to Flo in Romania, please.
Flo.
That would be the ZTE Axon M.
Ding, 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 ding. That's exactly what it was.
It was on the tip of your tongue. I could see you about to say ZTE, but you weren't sure of yourself. I could tell.
All right. So, Brian, based on what you know about the ZTE Axon M, and of course, the spectacular view, the shot of it, is this hot or not?
You don't get feathers like that every day.
That's true. I mean, a PPI on that must be insane.
It's a dual screen phone, Brian.
Yeah. I mean,
just look at that nav bar down there. It's got things I don't even know
between the two screens, you know. Yes.
Is there
an M button? Yes. Why is there an M button? What does that do?
So that you could flip.
Does that have a dedicated camera button?
Oh,
is that weird? Is that a flash on the front, or does that work as the back?
It's a flash. You don't know what the front or the back is.
I can't tell.
Two sides.
That's actually the back of the phone.
Man, I mean, considering I think only one of us guessed what it was, I'm going to say it was not very hot.
I think I might agree. Although Flo might feel differently. You were somewhat positive on
it. It was not a good.
Okay. Not a good. That phone. That's not my kind of phone.
All right. Up next, Ron.
Oh, geez. All right, on the spot.
In 2014, you could indeed spend between $10,300 to $50,000 for an Android phone that featured unique triangular edges, stainless steel and leather stylings, and, let's be honest, a quickly outdated version of Android. But hey, Matteo will always appreciate the Maca dial options.
And he's going to kill me because I can't remember the name of it. It was the Maca dial phone. Oh, it was the Virtu. The Virtu.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I'm going to give you that.
Thank you.
Oh, I love this phone.
The Virtu Signature Touch.
The original Maca dial.
Yes.
Wow.
Limited edition versions included Ferrari and Bentley models. Yeah. But seriously, who buys these?
Gina, were you on the show when we talked about this one?
I think this is the first time I'm laying eyes on.
Okay, yeah, because was this pre-flow or not? Because
I don't even know this phone.
A micro SD charger, not micro, mini over there. That
mini.
Red thing.
Oh. Yeah. These phones just always perplex me.
There was another like $50,000 gold phone that we covered at some point. I don't think it was this one.
No, I think it's the same phone.
It is the same. It was a different option.
Because believe it or not, Gina, there aren't many $50,000 phones on the market. So.
Oh, no. You sure it wasn't that other one? No, that's a very good point.
No, but there were different flavors of this, and one was gold. And one was like a burgundy and gold kind of combination.
This had a bunch of different colors versions to it.
And this was the Maca dial one, which Matteo has grabbed onto and has ridden for 8 years now.
It's his thing. It's kind of his thing.
It's fine.
So, Ron, the Virtu Signature Touch, is it hot or not, and why?
I mean, I understand that I'm on another planet when it comes to my evaluation of these phones, but with that price tag and that Maca dial, it's hot. It has to be hot, right?
It's not quite there. I thought you were going with that, but okay.
I'll give it hot.
Hey, you know what? You're right. No matter how you answer in this part of the questions, you're always right. Gina.
If I remember correctly, that thing had a dedicated concierge button.
Yes, you're right. It did.
Immediately into with a concierge.
Totally had a concierge button.
Really?
Good memory. I wish I would have remembered that for my extra factoid column.
Yeah.
All right, Gina, you are up next. This is this is relatively easy.
Oh wait, do you not have one of these? Do you not have a Virtu in your bag too?
No, I don't. I don't. I
you see, you set the standard very high with this. Now I'm expecting to see
honestly,
every phone.
I meant to bring. I have a few of the devices from this list at home, and I forgot to bring them. But I did have some here, so I've got a few of them that I can pull out.
All right.
I don't have this one, Gina. The manufacturer was on top of the world when it released this sleek, gargantuan device that could think big, and people loved it. Until they had to think about big flames in their pockets.
Oh.
I remember the phone that caught fire, but they're all just sort of black rectangles to me. I never remember the model names.
Black rectangles.
I don't know. It was the Samsung, was it not?
It's a Samsung. That's half point, yeah.
Not the Note. Was it the Note? They're like super popular line.
That's a three quarters of a point.
Three quarters. You just need the number. You just need the number.
The number.
The seven?
Dang, you got it.
Nailed it. Perfect.
I don't know how you did that. You went from like, I have no idea to nailing it. That was amazing.
Sam? I did. It was like, it was coming. The recall was slow, but it came to me.
Yeah, you got
it. That's what happened with me with the Virtu, is that it just got a dig. It's all in there.
Yeah. So does that show how well Samsung's PR has done since then?
Right. Yeah, possibly. People have forgotten about it. That's a good point. Samsung actually released a fan edition 9 months after the recall,
that comes it had with a smaller. It comes with a fan to blow the fire.
Although that
out.
Would have been really brilliant.
A little extinguisher.
It had a smaller battery, and then 1 month after the release battery. Of that, they released the Note 8. So apparently they didn't expect it to do very well.
I remember being on a flight, and the attendant got over and said, if you have a Note 7, you can't fly right now.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was
a big deal.
This is over. Like, this is completely over for Samsung, because like people were sitting there like, and if you had one, you were just smuggling it on anyway, hoping that it didn't explode. Like,
and I'm pretty sure at that time I both predicted it was the end of Samsung and that everything would be fine. I'm pretty sure at some point where
totally
we talked
fine.
About and turns out I was right. So.
Everything was totally fine.
So is it hot then, Gina?
Oh yeah. Hot or not. I almost forgot. Hot or not.
Literally hot.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
And you are right. Your answer is correct. All right.
That's the answer.
Yes. All right, Flo, you are up next. I think you're going to get this one. This tablet proved that Android could have a hit in the category back in 2012. It cost $199 to start. It was seen as a media consumption powerhouse that increased exposure of Google Play. Thankfully, it didn't end with the letter Q.
Are we talking about the Nexus 7?
Ding, 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 ding. You got it. The original Nexus 7. You got it.
Yes. That was a very hot product.
Yes.
And I miss it I actually miss the second gen one is the one that really made everybody just fly over the moon. It was such a great tablet.
Jason has tablet. One, and now I'm getting all like sentimental.
You're
and,
cheering.
Oh, man. I'm cheering away, because it's got a crack in the corner. Yeah. But, oh, man, I love this tablet. This tablet was perfect. It fits
so
in your hand.
My extra factoid, I know you're about to say it. It passed Ron's pocket test. It fits.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
See my big butt.
Oh.
To this day.
Perfect.
I love that you were about to go there. I was like, wait a minute, this is the factoid. And it's the white Google I.O. version because they gave it out at Google I.O.
Yes.
I used to measure the quality of a tablet if it could fit in my back pocket.
All right, Flo, hot or not?
Extremely hot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad that we don't have Android tablets like this anymore. I mean, we kind of do. Like, you could buy them from other manufacturers, but I wish I could buy one from Google. But who knows? Maybe with all this Chrome OS stuff, maybe we'll see a small tablet come out with all the power of Chrome. So that's what I'm hoping for now.
Maybe. Chrome's got a ways to go for that to be a fun experience. Awesome stuff. All right.
Another round?
Chad. Yeah. I'm down. I'm like, I love this. We don't even have to do the arena. This could be the end of the show. I don't care. Chad, you are up next. Okay. Modularity was it before bezel-less and notches, if you remember. This smartphone design begged to be known as the quintessential modular phone, and it really seemed like it might actually happen. For a few years until it didn't at all.
God, there's no way I'm going to remember the name, but I totally remember this phone. It looked like the weirdest, like, you would buy basically a case almost, and you could slap in stuff. And if I remember, it had a big old knot, like a thing along the top, that you could like put in a front facing camera or decide something else in there.
You're tiptoeing around it. You're like right there.
I do not remember. I don't remember the manufacturer. I don't remember the name of it. We'll call it the Click. He's got
allow me to give you a little extra factoid information. Okay. The plans were to sell a basic kit for $50, a low barrier of entry for 5 billion of the world's feature phone users. You know, mainstream modularity.
Yeah, exactly. And I just love the idea that like a camera could have been like, oh, I don't need a camera on my phone. I can just use only the screen only and be happy with this. Like, what a horrible idea. Right, so, now I've seen chat. I've been spoiled.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at chat. That'll do it.
There it is.
There it is. What's it called?
That's it. The Project Ara.
Yes.
Or no, Ara. That was the kicks. Yeah, that was it. Okay, yeah.
Project Ara was a Google project. They really honestly thought this was going to be kind of a mainstream thing, and in the end, it just didn't happen.
Well, this was supposed to be for emerging markets. They were going to try and make it work. It was supposed to go in Puerto Rico first.
Yep.
And then they were going to see how it works there, and then it was going to be like the phone that they would expand throughout Latin America, because...
Yep.
Because what people don't realize is that Latin America loves modern modularity. I went to Panama and it was modularity everywhere.
Everywhere
so
you look was modular.
Hey, they still use VW buses, so.
Yeah. There you go.
That has nothing to do with modularity.
No, that's okay. I'm willing to see.
I love that phone. I wanted this so bad. Yeah, I wanted to snap. Like Chad said, like, oh, I don't need my camera.
It was cool in person. Right.
Put more
it
battery.
Was a cool idea.
Yeah.
Chad. Yeah. Is it hot or not, and why?
I'm going to say it is not hot. And mostly because that weird – the frame that you needed added at least like 3 millimeters to like the width of it. Yeah. So you always had this weird frame to contend with. And yeah, you're right. Like Ron like hit it right on. Like you – like the dream was, okay, maybe one of those big ones. You'll slap in a big old almost DSLR style – phone sensor, you know, photo sensor, and you can just you upgrade your phone throughout the time. Maybe one of these is the processor block and you can just remove it. But it was either going to be a
huge flop.
Yeah, exactly. We'll customize our phones. Maybe, yeah, you work with third parties. But it was either going to be an all or nothing game, and it was really, really nothing in the end. So that is not hot.
You are correct.
Oh, is hot or not a right or wrong answer?
No, I'm of the theory that no matter what what you guys answer,
you're correct.
Because it's your opinion.
It's a great
All right. Brian, you're up next. This tablet, I've already done that. This handset, codenamed Hammerhead, goes down as many people's favorite Nexus device of all time, thanks to its incredible balance of no-frills design, longevity, and price at $349 when it was released with KitKat on Halloween 2013.
Okay. What was it? The Nexus 6 was Orca, wasn't it? And then... was it the Nexus 5 then was Hammerhead?
Ding, 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 ding.
Is the next hint that this is the first phone inducted into the All About Android Phone Hall of Fame?
Ron's favorite.
No,
the Nexus 5.
Here you go. You can
the
go great,
the greatest Android phone of all time.
No, my hint was that it was the first Nexus device to include step detectors and counter technology. It also was the first to eliminate the SD card slot.
And this was the phone I owned the most of because I think in my lifespan I bought 3 of them.
Yeah, you did.
Yep, because I think I got one at I.O. and then I broke the glass on another and then something happened and I got a third one. So I love this
you
phone.
You did indeed. Hot
it's a great
or not.
Phone.
Oh, that phone was hot. I remember when I think it was this phone. It got leaked in like it was like a Google promotional video or something. Mm-hmm. And somebody at the campus was like taking a picture and everyone spotted it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that like, I love the look of it. I mean, it's still iconic, even though it's a little.
The dot.
Yeah.
The camera dot.
The camera dot. Yeah.
Strangely iconic for how simple it looks. You know what I mean?
Like,
there isn't a whole lot of flair there, but that's kind of why it's awesome also.
And still one of the cooler, I think, LG phones that came out. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of LG phones that I've seen recently I haven't been too thrilled with.
Yeah. Chad?
Was that the last of the cheap Nexus phones as well? That one I think was
the six. The six jumped up. The six
definitely jumped.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. $349 for this.
The bezel around the glass,
yes,
though.
It has the rubbery
like a half millimeter rubber thing. I hated that. Yep.
Which is great because you could grip. It was good for gripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was not slippery like the phones of today.
God,
which
I love
all
these
glass.
Phones.
Exactly. Yeah. Ron, I'm really happy that this one's yours.
All right.
For when you want more than just a phone, this device could dock into a 10-inch tablet and shipped with Jelly Bean. Extended battery was just one of a very small handful of reasons why you might actually want to do this, though there were a few successors in its lineup.
This is Asus, right?
Mm-hmm. Half a point.
Oh, what's the model name? I know. I can see it. I see it on the page. It's the dumb Asus phone that plugged into a tablet. That was geniusly stupid.
What was it called?
Yoga was another one.
That
right?
Was
no, that was a different. That's Lenovo,
yeah,
right?
That's Lenovo.
The yoga pad.
Don't look at chat.
Oh, I'm not looking at chat. That's okay, why I'm looking away. I'm looking away. Oh, Asus.
You're right there, though, man.
All I got is Asus.
So powerful. Yeah. It could be a laptop.
Okay, here's my clue. This will
give
away.
Me a clue. Yeah, give me a clue.
Not to be confused with a phone pad. Oh, no. Those were basically phablets with mobile internet capabilities.
Is this the Zen? This isn't the first Zen pad, is it? No. Mm-mm. Is it?
No.
So what is
it? I would give it away.
No, it doesn't.
Show the picture. Does this ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, totally. I know what it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know. I just don't remember what they called it, this stupid thing.
Padfone.
Padfone. Oh, of course.
Don't confuse it with the phone pad, though.
Wow.
Yeah. And I believe when this came out, I said it was genius, and I said it was a great design. And finally, you know, these phones are just computers, so just plug it into a tablet and you got a bigger screen.
So hot or not?
I want to say hot, but I'm going to say not.
Yeah.
Because clearly it didn't take off.
It was clunky.
Off. Yeah.
It was clunky. And plus, when you didn't have the phone inside of it, you just had like this empty back. It was like really strange.
And a hollow tablet.
Yeah.
Or the pad phone.
I'm so glad that those fake 30-pin connector knockoffs just died. Like, if you go back and look at that photo, there's that stupid 30-pin connector thing. That was horrible.
Oh,
I hated
underneath
those.
The long, like, yeah.
Single one of them was proprietary.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Gina, you are up next. When
Honeycomb
burst onto the scene, one 10.1-inch tablet showed all that it was capable of. Its high cost of $499, or $799 with mobile network support, made it more expensive than the competing iPad 2 at the time, and a tough sale for anyone who wasn't an Android loyalist.
I remember this one.
Is this the Nexus 10?
No.
Was that a thing?
That was a thing.
Too early for it.
This is early.
This is pre-Genia. I mean, honestly, this is, I remember Eileen, who we wish could have joined us tonight, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah, she was sick.
She got one of these when it came out. I remember looking, it was
like
the first
in the cottage days.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it had the honeycomb wallpaper stock on it.
It had that special tablet interface as well.
Yeah. So it's right around the same time after this phone.
After the Motorola.
And that's a hint, Gina. That's a hint.
Yeah, it's like.
It
was probably like a year and a half or something after
a year and a half after this Motorola phone.
So Motorola, okay. Oh, the Zoom. The Zoom.
Yes.
Motorola touted the Zoom's coming soon 4G capability when it sold, but that came almost 8 months after release. Many people were upset about that. I do happen to have the Motorola Zoom.
What? Oh. Look how thick it is.
There it is.
Look at that.
Whoa.
Giant. Yeah. So this is pre-Nexus 7. The Nexus tablets.
This is like one of the first official of any Android tablets. You know, that wasn't like a hack. I mean, this was the first one running the actual tablet UI.
This literally weighs as much as my laptop.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, that thing's got to be a brick now. I mean, at the time, it was hot, but in retrospect, not.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember people didn't like it very much.
What's that, Flo?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Gina. If I remember, people didn't really like it. It didn't review very well. It was slow or something. Like the tablet interface wasn't super red. I don't know. I'm just remembering a negative aura around it.
This also has a 5-megapixel HD video camera in the back.
Oh, video camera.
As everyone knows, HD video.
Yeah, remember Honeycomb tablet being that great?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think it was competing against the iPad 2 at the time, still a really solid tablet.
Yes. And
you could tell, just like scrolling between home screens, like the iPad was still buttery smooth, and this thing was like hard to get from one screen to another.
Yep.
Yeah.
So hot or not, I'm assuming not really.
Hot then, not now. In retrospect, no. It didn't stand the test of time.
That makes a lot of
sense. Probably just not in general. I think at the time we were like, ooh, an Android tablet. Yeah. Okay, we're doing this.
We had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and at the time, it was the first tablet with Honeycomb, which was the first version of Android created for a tablet. So we were because
they're going that way. Yeah. And to answer the chat room's question, it would not fit in my back pocket.
No, definitely not.
Well, on the back, it even says with Google on it.
Yeah. With Google, because it was a collaborative
It was before they bought Motorola. Years before
that. It was a collaborative effort.
Which the Moto X was still probably one of my favorite phones.
This also says with Google.
Aww. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, the Motorola-Google partnership that led to nothing.
All right,
led
Flo.
To Osterlo.
Bummer. Yeah.
Prepare yourself, Flo.
Okay.
We heard about this handset at Mobile World Congress this year while it was still a concept as it raced to solve the apparently super important problems of bezels and notches by removing the front camera from the face of the device and placing it in a squared mechanical tray up top that slides out as needed.
So I don't remember the model name, but I know it's one of the Vivo phones.
Yes, very good.
Okay. I totally don't remember the model name, to be honest with you.
That's okay. It's actually, there are two different answers that you could give on this one. But if you don't remember it all, that's cool. I'll show you a picture
first.
I'll
take half a point for this one, for the Vivo something.
This is the, it was known as a concept as the Vivo Apex.
There we go.
It was released as the Vivo Nex. And now there's a sequel to the next, and I can't remember what it is.
I love this design. It's great. Just pop the camera out.
Yeah. Camera appears when you need it.
Listen, do you want this or do you want a notch? You want this or a notch? What would you rather have?
Just give up on the front camera.
I agree.
Just take that.
Yeah. Only narcissists need the front camera.
I need a front-facing camera, and I need to be able to, do my portrait selfie perfectly.
And so what would you say, hot or not, on this concept design?
I feel like the popular opinion is hot because we want to see quote-unquote innovation in smartphones. But I personally feel like it's a not because, again, look, we've got people putting cameras behind screens, so that's what I'm waiting for.
Is it a not? Is it a not because of the duck face in the product shot?
No, it's a not because I just... No, listen, I do duck face. It's fine. fill in. It's a not because I just don't like the idea of a little mechanical camera popping up and like, what if it gets loose? And I don't know. I just think about how I double tap the power button to like instantly shoot a picture. And I don't know if I have to wait for a camera to pop up.
Yeah.
I could miss the moment.
Yeah, you very well could. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fast, but it's not that fast. Yeah. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
I have more, but I feel like we can't.
We got to come back and do it another time.
All right. I'll save them because that was a lot of fun.
We'll save it for a slow week.